Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 433 of Power Rangers, Wild Force, episode 15, The Ancient Warrior.
It aired May 11th, 2002, written by Catherine Torpy. directed by Taro Sakamoto. Same director as last time, different writer.
I think Taro is a pretty good director because I haven't noticed an appreciable difference between his directing and Koichi's directing.
That's fair.
And I honestly, anytime there's other directors, I can't honestly tell you who they are yet because it's been Koichi Sakamoto for so long.
Well, this is his relative Taro.
I would guess. I don't have definitive proof on that, but if I had to guess, and if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Wild Force, it's getting wild, it's getting wet and wild, it's not as wet as it could be, not enough fish, we haven't actually got a new Zord in a million years anyway, so.
Yeah, the last new one we got was the Gorilla.
Gorilla, which was like episode 9?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a grip. I guess
technically we've got the 3 Dark Wild Zords.
That's true. But the Rangers don't have them.
Yes, they've not
been... The Rangers.
They've not been captured. They are Shadow Wild Zords and need to be purified before you can capture them.
Yes. Also, not to like be a bummer, but I feel like we should say this at the top of the show. Rest in peace, Robert Axelrod.
Yeah.
It's the first episode we're recording after he passed away. I said on Twitter, but I feel like I should say it on the podcast too, that Lord Zedd is the riskiest thing Power Rangers ever did because they already commissioned 20 new episodes of Zooranger footage. They decided they were going to keep Rita around anyway. They didn't change the suits. They tried not to change the Zords for a while. But they did add a whole new man with his brain and skin on the outside. And that is so weird. And the only reason it worked is on the strength of Robert Axelrod's voice acting. So
yeah.
If I firmly believe that if he would have sucked, we'd be talking about, I don't even know.
This would have been a 60 episode podcast. Yeah,
we would have had, you know, maybe 100 episodes of Power Rangers, then we would have talked about every spinoff we could find. We'd be on Ninja Turtles or something by now. Who knows?
Who knows what Jason David Frank would have moved on to afterwards if there wasn't Power Rangers for him to stay on.
Oh, boy. I feel like...
He might have been the Masked Rider.
That I would watch that show. Well, he was going to do Cybertron, the original VR Troopers pilot that
right.
He shot. But then he was like, I want to come back and...
He shot that. Can we get our hands on that somewhere?
I've seen it. Yeah, it's on YouTube. We could definitely watch it.
We should do that.
We should. It's weird, but like, it's well, kind of good.
any time JDF is not Tommy is weird. It's just a little weird.
He was in an episode of Family Matters, and he played a guy that was going to rough up Steve Urkel. He was in like a gang, and then Steve Urkel became Stefan and beat them all up instead. And I remember being like 8 and be like, that's Tommy.
Urkel can't beat up Tommy.
Urkel just beat up Tommy? What? But anyway, so rest in peace, Robert Axelrod. Morning until we join you. For real. So, Josh, let's go watch it. Let's go do the thing. What time is it? 7 o'clock.
We're it's wild time.
It's wild time.
Wild time! And we're back, and we just watched The Ancient Warrior. The Ancient Mew.
We have a whole Pokemon podcast, and we have not talked about Detective Pikachu since we first saw it. Boy, howdy, do I love Bill Nighy saying Pokemon words and
just
names.
Just talking about Pokemon in
any
capacity.
It's so good. Anyway, we didn't watch that. No. I mean, we have seen the movie Detective Pikachu, but we didn't watch that. Instead, what we watched was The Ancient Warrior, which started out tepid and then got buck-ass wild.
Yeah, it was like... Oh no! I don't want to spoil it, but it was a little bit like, I see you, Gorilla Zord, and I raise you double.
Yeah. Dude, what could beat a gorilla that throws bananas? Stay tuned, folks, because I think we got a clear winner. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's our website. That's where the archives are. You can go listen to old episodes of our podcast there. All the old ones up through in space. Lost Galaxy on there yet?
No, I don't
up through
think
in
so.
Space. But there are two new archives available in RSS feeds, in your local RSS feed. Morphin Grid Classic Volume 1 is fully updated through all of Season 3. And then Volume 2, at the time of this recording, has Alien Rangers.
But tomorrow I'm updating that through InSpace as well.
So
I need to run a poll. Or if you want to run it on the Morphin Grid account, more people will see it. Which color... I should change the album art too.
Okay.
I just pick four.
All right. One of them can't be yellow. Damn.
No, I was thinking white or red or like a pale blue.
Okay.
Or
green?
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. But if you want to listen to old episodes in a convenient way, you can just hit up your local podcatcher and type in Morphin Grid and look at the old the album art that's not the one that says Wild Force on it, and you know, with the claw marks, it's the other ones. And you can go listen to those. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Macoon Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Stitcher. We are on Chartable. Hey, did you know that Chartable says what our ranks are on podcast feeds?
No.
That's who emailed me saying you're number 904.
Can I look at that right now?
You can look at it right now. I looked at it. It did not say America. I don't know what I was doing wrong.
Okay, but I've gone to Chartable.com.
I did look up some of our other podcasts, and one of our shows is like number 52 somewhere. I think it's United was like number 52 in the world somewhere. Maybe in the US. I don't remember. It was wild. But yeah, I need to email them to claim all of those and be like, it us.
How do I see what the ranking is?
It said it on the front, like on the Morphin Grid page. It just said, here are four of them. And it was like Argentina.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, okay.
And none of them were the United States.
No.
So
no,
I don't
let's
know.
See. In Great Britain, we're number 238.
Ooh, pretty high.
We've gone up six since the last time.
Hot dog.
That's the highest one out of these. The next one after that is number 275 in Anguilla.
Anguilla? We're hot in Anguilla?
Heck yeah.
So here's the thing about Anguilla. It's a tiny island country.
Right.
There's not a lot of people there, so the numbers will be skewed. But I like to think that, yeah, we're pretty hot over there.
Well, I want
to
look up
If you're
of these.
Listening from Anguilla, hey, what's up? I've never been to your island, but I have a friend who lives there, and he's dope as hell, so I imagine the whole place is.
I did not know that we had such a reach.
You know, it's the beauty of the internet, Josh. And if you're coming from Anguilla and you want to leave us a rating and review, you will have to email us a screenshot because I don't know how to see that. Maybe Chartable has all of them. Maybe I can look through and see all of our aggregate reviews from all over the place.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. We'll have to investigate more when we're not recording a podcast. But if you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, in any of those countries, we'd really appreciate it. It helps me find the show, helps us climb those charts so we can finally fist fight other podcasts. Because I know
cool
once
kids,
you get high up.
The Cool Kids Table, not to cut you off, in America is ranked number 553 in the category games.
Hell yeah.
Not
we
bad.
We love game over there.
Because games, I imagine, is probably a pretty stacked category.
I have to imagine it's pretty... There's got to be 100 million video games podcasts. And we're not a video games podcast, but we do get in the same category as them. Anyway, leave us a rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get the cool stuff in return. You get early episodes. You get bonus episodes. You get to hear about the return of Gascast before anybody else, which That's means right. that at this point, I have to have edited that, or else I will have ruined the spoiler.
Okay, hold up a second.
What's up with Chartable?
I looked up Unite. I'm sorry. I'm addicted to this now.
Well, you need to, Josh, we got to do a show.
I know. I'm going to stop after this one, but it is Pokemon World Tour United. That is ranked number 55 in the United States of America in the category games.
Hell yeah.
That's very good.
That's very good.
Look at us.
I'm going to assume this is gospel and that they did all the proper research and this isn't anyone making up any funny numbers and getting our hopes all up. But anyway,
Chartable. Go listen to the number 55 ranked games podcast, Pokemon World Tour United.
Yeah. It's a good time, according to a lot of people, I guess. I actually don't know how many people listen to any of our shows because I never look at those numbers. Because they're just vanity numbers.
I think I'm going to call BS on Feedburner's statistics.
Whatever their whack stats are. Anyway, Patreon. Please support us there. If you want us to climb the charts, we need to get more money so we can get in fighting shape, so we can fight My Favorite Murder. We can fight Serial. We can fight Joe Rogan. We can fight other podcasts that are famous. I don't actually think I know any others off the top of my head.
We can fight the numerous NPR.
All of them. Ira Glass, you and your whole family, we're coming for your podcasts. What's up? Josh, you want to talk about Power Rangers? You want to talk about the Ancient Warrior?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, where I'm at right now in my life, it's kind of what I live for.
Okay, dope. So I don't know if that's sad or great, but here we go.
I'm not sure either. Still figuring it out.
Well, it'll turn. If it's bad, then it'll turn around soon, I'm sure. We start off on Sinel Man, Tactica, and Jindrax, and they are in the woods. And Tactica and Jindrax are, I would estimate, 2 feet behind Sinel Man, who I will remind you is mostly big ears.
He is 80% big old nasty ears.
And they're like, hey, this sucks. We should go. I don't trust that they did their jobs right. And Zenaku will probably want to kill us. So we should just dip. And then Toxica's like, hey, Sinel Man, we don't want to get in your way. It's going to be a private meeting. We know that. We're just going to go. We're going to leave the forest forever. Cool. And he's like, why are you scared? I thought orgs shouldn't have any fear. And they're like, well, I mean, we don't, obviously. And then Zenaku shows up and they're like, ah, and then jump behind Sinel Man.
This part is weird, because wasn't it just the last episode that Zenaku was like, I don't serve anybody?
I think that was 2 episodes ago.
Okay, he's like, I'm on my side.
Because last episode is when he got the also, bug in his head.
Yeah, I guess he's also Flint. He also talks like Flint.
He does talk a little bit like Flint.
Because, like, Shadow is like Flint, but softer, and I can't, I can't do Flint softer.
It's all or nothing with Flint. But yeah, so then he's like, I got you these presents. Here are the Power Rangers piss crystals.
Why?
I don't
Why
know.
Why is he giving them away when he just used them to beat up the Power Rangers?
Because he is stupid, I think.
He's got
a literal bug in his brain that cannot make you smarter.
Oh, the bug's probably making him do stupid stuff.
Yeah. So it's all buzzing up in there, and he's like, whatever, I'll just give them the crystals. This is what they want. It's fine. So then Sinel Man's like, yeah, without these, they're the powerless Rangers. Boom, got him.
I hate Sinel Man and his stupid
like
nostril
him.
Eyes.
His dumb nostril eyes, his big ear wings / ear cape. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but I don't like it.
It's like ear drapes.
So
they hang low. You can toss them to and fro.
You can tie them in a knot. You can tie them in a nice bow. Whatever you want to do. I did find out, I was looking up some stuff on Wild Force the other day, and it turns out that the reason they're called orgs is because they were called orgs in the Sentai.
Ah.
And so Zacker's like, I'm not going to think of a new name.
No.
I'll think of new names for each of them. I think actually they were called probably the same things too, because I think some of them were like, whatever org.
Yeah.
So he's just like, yeah, we're just going to copy that wholesale.
They didn't do any work, and damn it, neither am I.
And I'm not either. I love Sentai. I hate Power Rangers. I love Sentai. I wish Power Rangers was just Sentai, because I don't understand how adaptations work. My name's Jonathan Zacker, and I hope he's fired forever. Anyway, so then he's like, tonight, Zenaku, you got to kill the Power Rangers. Cool. And Zenaku's like, yeah, it's a full moon. Power's at its peak. I'm going to stomp their necks into mush. He's like, cool. Then we cut to the Power Rangers talking about Zenaku. And they're like, what's happening? How, like, Animus came to him. Remember Animus? I forgot about Animus.
I don't know how. The whole last episode was Animus showing up and being like, hey, don't forget. Bye.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, I think it's stupid. So I wanted to just, I actively forgot about it. But he's like, yeah, Animus showed up and said, remember what? And Shayla's like, well, speaking of Animus, last night he came to me in a dream.
I just want to refresh everybody's memory, because I don't know if everyone remembers, because it's been a week since the last episode. So I don't know if everyone remembers that the last episode ended with Princess Shayla looking up into the sky and saying, Merrick.
Yep.
Now,
a word. It's not even it's not like a real name.
No.
I don't think.
I mean, it's a fantasy name.
Yeah, well, all good fantasy names are one letter removed from a real name.
Right.
So you got Derek, boom, you got Merrick. You got Steve, boom, you got Stieg. Short for Stegen. It's way better than Steve in a fantasy setting.
It's so much more old-fashioned than Steven.
That is literally my trick to fantasy names. It's literally just change one letter, except for Tuatha, because I came up with that name, and I couldn't figure out, like, a fun, put like an L in Maria. Laria would have been perfect. Too late now. It's been 2 years. We're already number 500 on the U.S. charts for games. Yeah, I can't right. go.
We can't change can't anything go about it now.
So this well, is look, the episode.
If Tuatha dies, and you have to make a new character.
Boom. Everyone, this is Laria. You heard it here first. This is the episode where we just pat ourselves on the back a little bit. Hope everyone's cool with that.
Sorry. Jake told me where to look up metrics, and now you guys have to deal with me.
This is why I don't look up metrics. It's because you get all up in your head about them. And they consume your podcasts. And then you make decisions based on your metrics. And I don't think that makes any sense.
Oh, no. We didn't get to whatever number we were in Anguilla by listening to the fans.
No. Why would we ever?
So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
We're number 250-something in Anguilla. That's the only country I care about show.
That's probably like three people in Anguilla, or like one person downloaded it a couple times.
From what I understand, I said country. I don't know if it's its own. I'm assuming it's its own country. I don't know anything about geography, especially not my immediate geography. I'm pretty sure it is a whole country.
I'm going to say it's a country because the other metrics were country-based. They weren't okay, like state-based. So that makes sense.
I know Anguilla is like 2 miles long. Like, you can walk it in a day. Like, it's not a long island. So it's like a fishing island. I don't know how densely packed it is, but I'm assuming that like probably 40 people must listen to it. Or there's only 250 podcasts allowed in there, and we're just the last one that they can listen to, and so we are on the list by default. Anyway, so Shayla's like, last night Animus came to me in a dream, and he just explained that he showed me a vision of what happened after I was whisked away and before Zenaku was sealed. And then we get that vision. This is very convenient.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too convenient, I would say.
Yeah, Animus is just like a...
It's Deus Ex Machina in a kind of a literal sense.
Yeah. It kind of sucks.
I don't like him.
I don't like it when something adjacent to the plot, something not involved in the plot up to this point, just pops in and starts telling us what is going to happen or what has happened.
Because, like, you know what could have done this? The pool?
Just the pool.
The pool could have been like, hey, babe, here's a...
Or we could have just had...
Here's a video of your wolf boyfriend.
We could have just had the interaction between Zeniku and Princess Shayla, and that was, like, what triggered his memory. And then instead of having Animus just pop up in the sky, his memory could just be, like, gradually coming back. So he just, like, remembers Shayla a little more, and then, like, the stuff around Shayla, like, the other guardians.
Even if Shayla just had a vision of her own accord, like, the fact that someone's like, hey, what's up? I'm Deus Ex Machina. Here's the plot for the next episode. Bye. Like, if just Shayla's like, I had a vision last night of this thing, like, I would be fine with that. I don't know. I just don't like Animus. But the vision was as follows. Zeniku is there, and he's like, he's talking to the other five guardians. Or I guess the five, spoilers, he's talking to the five guardians. And he's like, I used the wolf mask to defeat Master Org, but now I can't take it off, and it's making me evil. I'm getting taken over by the curse of Zeniku, and I can't get out of here, so... You need to destroy me.
Yes, he looks at the five guardians and says, somebody stop me.
Woo! And they're like, no, I will not stop you. Smoking. The mask. Yeah,
yes, the mask.
Jim Carrey's the mask.
That's what we're doing here.
And I'm trying to think of another mask joke, but no, I don't think I've seen a movie in a million years.
I think there's only two.
I think there might only be the two, you're right, and there they were, and so now you don't need to watch The Mask again if you don't want to. So he goes, he's like, I am taking over, and then, like, starts attacking, and they surround him, and then we see, like, the whole thing where they, you know, they strike him with their swords, and they do the sealing thing, but they're like, I'm sorry, old friend, may you sleep in peace forever, take a good long nap.
Yeah, and then they lock him in an obelisk.
They put him in an obelisk, and they're like, stop being a fussy baby, take a nap.
Have yourself a juice and go nap.
Get a juice. So then we come out of the the flashback, and the ranger's like, so he is Merrick. And they're like, oh, I guess he must be Merrick. And I'm like, did she tell you the name? Because we never heard you hear the name. And I'll just take the leap and assume that, yeah, she's like, Merrick, because, like, if they just know what she just told them, Merrick never came up unless she said Merrick and they heard it in their helmets when they were away last time when she said it.
Right.
But anyway, so they know, and they're like, how can we make him Merrick again? And then Max is like, if we can figure out what's causing the curse, maybe we can change him back so he will not be cursed anymore. And they think about it, and then Cole's like, yeah, when I saw him, that must have been Merrick in the river.
Hey, you know that naked boy I was, like, looking at?
You know when I was scoping out that dude's back?
He even says, he's like, we all know that was Merrick, right? Like,
so clearly that was Merrick, right? He knew a puppy. Nobody else knew a puppy but Merrick.
But let's go back a second, because it will be revealed that, yes, that was Merrick bathing in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
What did Merrick think...
was going on
at that time? So he stopped being an org for a few minutes, and he was like, I better get naked and in that water.
So to cut to the chase, it turns out that on the new moon, like we saw it last time, he turns back into Merrick because he has no wolf power on the new moon. Now,
yeah, Cole says that night there was no moon in the sky.
It was so dark. It was not dark at all. It was
Noon.
It was pretty bright. It looked a little overcast, if anything. I don't know, when you shoot day for night, you use blue and you're like, oh, it's so dark, even though it's just like kind of blue. But this wasn't blue. This was just like, we put two ND filters on it. It's a little darker. You could have darkened it a little bit to sell the bit, but instead it was pretty much bright. So then they're like, yeah, so that was new moon. So that's when he loses power. And they're like, that's how we can. I think it's Taylor is like, that's how we change it back. It's a new moon. Like,
we gotta go take the moon.
We gotta go download the moon.
You wouldn't download a moon.
You wouldn't download the moon.
I would, though, actually.
If I could, I wouldn't, because Diz did that, or Ansem, or Xemnas did that.
They downloaded the moon?
Josh, they down in Kingdom Hearts 2, the bad guy's plan was to download the moon.
That's wild.
The moon's also made out of ghosts. It's a weird game. It's a weird game series.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to learn more about a man who downloads a moon, you can go listen to Kingdom Smarts. I didn't look up where they are on the charts.
Oh, hang on. I'll check for you.
You still got it open? Yeah.
I can. What was it called again?
Kingdom Smarts?
Charitable.
No, oh, I was like, website, the podcast? Not the podcast. Like, you're the one who puts it online.
All right. You keep going. I'll let you know.
Okay. So, the ranger, we cut from there to Zenaku standing in front of the moon, and it's so big that I'm assuming that Skull Kid has called it down to kill Termina. And he's like, he's just standing there in profile. The Rangers run up, and they're all on blue screen, and they're like, Zenaku, I know you're not evil. And he's like, yes, I am. They're like, no, you're not. And he's like, well, I'm going to kick your ass about it. And then they start fighting, and they're like, we can't fight you because you're good. And he's like, well, I can super fight you because I am bad.
There's a lot of cool shots of him. When they first get there, he's up on like a cliff in front of the moon, almost. I think there's a howling sound effect, but I don't think he was howling.
Yeah, you know, there's probably wolves around.
Yeah. And then they, like, retreat into a cave, I think, and he's walking into the cave with the moon behind him, and it all looks very good.
It's very cool. They do morph at some point. I don't remember.
When he first blasts them, he's like, I can fight you. He shoots them, and we get a close-up of one phone lighting up, and then after the smoke clears, they're morphed.
That's pretty dope. I kind of wish I would have. I was taking a note. I wish I would have seen that. I like that. I like quick morphs that are not just running morphs. I love a running morph. Don't get me wrong, but I like when they're like, you know, different, and they use it as like a reaction. Like when a dragon was gonna kill Wes, and instead he morphed, so a real dragon didn't kill him.
All right, you want these numbers or not?
Yeah. Where are we in the U.S.?
Let's see. Well. In the U.S., you're under two categories you're ranked.
How?
Under leisure, you are number 1,490.
That's very low, I think.
Under video games, specifically, not just games, but video games, it's number 597.
That's not bad.
Not too bad.
I'll take it.
And you've also got reach in Canada, Australia, and France. Those are all... 639, 618, and 963. So France is not super into it.
France not really into Kingdom Smarts. I think it's a little too heady for them.
Yeah, you tell the French that the moon is a ghost, and they're like, nah.
No, the moon is not one ghost, Josh. The moon is made up of a lot of ghosts.
The moon is a phantom ranger in space.
Yes. The moon is made up of all the heartless that Sora killed, because that's where their hearts go when they are released with a keyblade. Duh.
But they don't have hearts. They're heartless.
They are. Well, they. So that's. I'll tell you later, but that's the weird misnomer that I keep getting hung up on. Because the other type of bad guys are nobodies, and they have a body, but they don't have a heart. But the heartless are made of corrupted hearts, but they don't really have a body. They're just like an evil heart.
Oh, I see. So they should swap those.
They should. They absolutely should, but they didn't. And it's a little confusing, I think. But anyway, this is not Kingdom Smarts, the podcast where Shannon Maynard has 30 minutes at a time to explain Kingdom Hearts to me. Which you can go listen to in the same places.
I'm cutting myself off of Chartable now. We're done.
Chartable. Get out of there.
We have another podcast to do after this that I'm very exasperated about.
Oh, boy. Boy, howdy. So anyway, we cut back to... Ooh, Jake, why'd you write this sentence?
Ooh, what is it?
Hey, Josh, can I just tell you a sentence that I meant to bleep the whole of?
Yes, please.
So we cut to Master Org. And Master Org is f***ing some
So you wrote that.
I wrote it down. I guess in my head.
Subconsciously?
I guess in my head, all the pieces were correct. And I hadn't seen the forest for the trees yet.
He has the crystals, right? It's the crystals.
He's got the animal crystal balls.
And he's rubbing his fingies
on
them.
He's just kind of rubbing them around in his fingies.
And he's going like, oh, yes, these are the crystals.
They are. Oh, he's not French. He's Ukrainian. Technically, maybe the guy that ate the Master Org seeds is Ukrainian, and that's why he's got a funny accent. That might be it. So we cut. He's playing with these balls, and then we see he's got a little a little bowl that has the same sort of technology that the squirt pool has, and he's looking at Zenoku kill the Power Rangers. And then we cut directly from there to Shayla looking in the pool, and it has the same image that Master Org's bowl has. It's the same technology. I think my theory that Shayla's actually the former Master Org.
I don't think that's too far off.
Look, all I'm saying is pieces line up. And something happens at the end of this episode that is weird.
This episode... yeah. something happens here that's weird.
So we cut back to the Power Rangers, and Zenoku is beating... Sorry, Animus shows up in the pool. She's like, Animus! And then, so there's that. And so, Zenoku is whipping the Power Rangers' entire butts. And he's like, hey, Lion Ranger. And Cole's like, yeah, what? I'm listening. And he's like, you're first! And then shoots him with a crimson blade.
Well, congratulations, Cole. You're Hugh Morris.
Oh, the only good thing Hugh Morris has ever done is be Goldberg's first win in WCW. So then he goes up and he's standing over Cole, and he picks up his crescent blade and he swings it down to execute Cole by cutting him in half hot dog style. And he gets right to his nose and he stops. And he just can't do it. And then we cut back to Master Org, who is very mad. He's just incredibly upset all of a sudden because he's like, why is he stopping? And then we cut to Shayla, who's like, Animus, you're doing this. And I was like, Animus is making Zenoku not kill the Power Rangers?
I think we get between Master Org and Shayla, there's like a quick blip of a lunar eclipse starting to happen.
Okay, I saw the moon as I was taking the note, and then like Shayla's on, and then when it cuts away from her, it's to the like the eclipse fully starting. I didn't know if there was there was something before
that. You
can
see
that.
A little bit of the shadow starting to creep in, and then it goes to Shayla being like, Animus, you're doing this.
Animus.
Oh, Animus.
Your big eclipse that dirty, nasty moon.
You nasty ancient Megazord.
I told Josh this when we came back from watching the episode. I didn't say it on the podcast that has made it to air yet, but Shayla definitely reminds me of somebody that I saw on Cinemax post 11 p.m. when I was a teenager.
Cinemax after dark.
I don't remember, like, I don't, not anyone specific, but she just gives the same vibe.
Same energy.
As several softcore adult film actresses.
She's got that big Cinemax energy.
She's got that BCE.
Find out what it means to me. What is Princess Shayla? Every time she does something, I yell at her.
It's
because
she
seems so unnecessary.
You remember how we were like, it's like there's two Zenokus. I think there's like five Princesses Shayla. Because she does not have any sort of internal consistency that I can see unless she's hiding something.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Animus eclipses the moon. The moon goes total eclipse of the heart. And Zenoku turns into bum 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 NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick.
Or formerly WWE's Brad Maddox.
/ Brad Maddox. He's got the hair curtains and the shittiest little goatee.
It's so bad.
It's bad.
Just, it doesn't look like a goatee as much as just he missed a spot.
It looks like so. Let me paint you a picture of this goatee. It is approximately an eighth of an inch long. It is like they didn't use a guard, but they turned the little crank on the side of the clipper, so like the blades came up. So it's like a little bit more than a full buzz, and it's just perfectly aligned with the corners of his mouth and only on his chin.
It's awful. It's
terrible.
The worst.
I hate it.
I just want to shave it.
Just like shave or grow a whole ass beard.
Yeah, or let the hair come through, because right now it's nothing. It looks like an accident.
It looks like a dirty chin. You've just got a dirty chin, Merrick. And so Cole's like, I knew it was Merrick. And they're like, yeah, everyone did, Cole. We saw the... Shayla said that, like, the flashback, there was, like, a whole thing. And so he's like, Wild Force Rangers. Like, yeah, you're Merrick, and we're the Power Rangers. And he's like, yeah, let me tell you the tales of the olden times. So way back in the long, long ago, before we beat Master Orc, he was absolutely just stomping on our dicks. He was destroying us.
We got to see a giant monster Master Orc, though, in the flashback. Mm. And that, it was just a little bit less than a silhouette, just like a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more visible than a silhouette, but only barely. And I think it looked like if you combined Retinax and Nazor and like probably like a third and fourth monsters, maybe.
He's a mega org.
He looked like a mega org, but like they're like, this is Master Org. But I was like, it kind of has a Nazor. Like he's got Sino Man shape.
What was
a little bit.
What was the first one?
Retinax.
Retinax. He was like a big eye.
He was a big guy that had a lot of little eyes.
Right.
I think I had a lot of eyes on his around him. So, I don't know.
We'll have to see what other body parts the other generals, if they show up, are.
I mean, Nazor is also ears, so like there's probably not a separate ears, but like if there's like a mouth or maybe a big hand.
I'm made out of big feet.
What up? I'm Foots, and I'm here to stomp you.
It's me, PDX.
I'm Manos. It's the hands of fate, and it's twins. There's Man and Nos.
Right. Of course.
And left-handed. Let me tell you about Nos. He's crazy. You never know what he's going to do. So Master Orc is about to absolutely destroy us. So I went to go find the wolf mask, the cursed wolf mask. And he runs to like this abandoned city.
Yeah, he's like, it's in the ancient city. And I know it was in Nazor's hideout or something. He says it's like in Nazor's house.
Yeah.
And I have to go rob him.
I have to go B&E into Nazor's place and find the wolf mask. And so he does that. And just one second. He says in the ancient city, they're 3,000 years ago. How ancient is an ancient city to them? Pretty old, I mean, I bet.
What we saw of the ancient city was just like a carved rock.
Yeah. So he goes in and he opens up this like tomb, and there's I don't know how to explain it. It's like a kabuki mask, kind of, but a wolf.
Yeah.
It's like the front of a Power Rangers helmet if that was a wolf kabuki mask.
Right. It's the front of a Power Rangers helmet, but there's eye holes instead of a visor, and the mouth part is just not there.
Yeah. It's got like a little bit of a snout, but not like the whole wolf. It's just like kind of a little bit bigger, but like it looks really cool. And there's also like six knives in here. Those aren't important.
Those are just the ancient knives.
The thing I hate the most about
Nazor.
The thing I hate the most about anything where they're like, I need the ancient thing, and they go there and there's like the ancient thing, but there's other ancient things like around it. And I'm like, what about those two? Like, give me a throwaway line about these knives.
Grab as many ancient things as you can. If this ancient thing is this useful, the other ones probably are too.
Or they're like equally as cursed, and you should probably do something about that anyway. Just let me know what's up with them. And it's not just, I have nowhere else to keep my knives, so I put them around my ancient Zenaku wolf mask. So he puts the mask on, because Sino Man shows up, and he's like, you made a mistake. And he's like, no, I didn't, and runs away. And he puts on the mask, and he jumps in the Predazord. And he uses the Predablast, or whatever the Gator Blast is called. And then he becomes Zenaku. Then, like, lightning strikes, there's energy and stuff. And then he, like, transforms into Zenaku. But he has destroyed Master Orc.
Before he gets into his Zords, he stands on a hilltop and raises his hand to the sky and says, evil wolf, give me absolute power!
He wants the ultimate power. Wolf power.
Wolf power.
You've heard of horse power? That's nothing. This is wolf power.
Because if any animal is pure evil, it's a wolf.
It's a wolf. So he becomes Zenaku. And then we cut back to him, and he's like, I can never be friends. I'm a loner, Donnie. A rebel.
I'm a lone wolf. You know how wolves don't have friends. You know,
wolves are not famously pack animals or anything. And they're like, no. And then they say, like, Princess Shayla chose us, and she's counting on us to get you back. And he's like, well, for Shayla, I guess. Yeah. For my side piece, Shayla. Because there's no way they were not boning down.
No.
No way on Earth. So.
Or the Animarium.
Or the Animarium. Or in Demon Hell, where the orgs go. He's like, well, Shayla, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. But then the moon starts coming back. He's like, ah! And he starts, like, holding his head. And they're like, what do we do? And he's like, kill me. Just, you gotta destroy me. You gotta destroy me now. And they're like, no, we can't do that. So then he becomes Zenaku and starts fighting them again. Or no, he becomes Zenaku and then, like, runs away.
Yeah.
Because the next, we cut back to Shayla, and she does a bad, sad cry for 1 second. She's like, Merrick. And that's it.
Stop doing this. Stop cutting to Shayla. This stuff is not as important as they seem to think it is.
If you're gonna cut to Shayla, don't do it so often. Instead of cutting to Shayla 4 times for 4 different sentences, maybe figure out how to turn those 4 sentences into one paragraph and cut to her once.
It's not even 4 sentences. It's just 4 words most of the time. It's just make those 4 words 1 sentence and make it 1 cut. And also, I do want to point out that she's supposed to be watching all of this stuff in the splash pool, but she's always looking upwards.
Yeah.
And it's driving me nuts.
This is the which way are they looking at their communicators from Time Force all over again. Then we come back and it's daytime now, and they're looking for Merrick, but they find Zenaku, who shows up. He's like, sorry, I had to walk it off. I'm better now, and I want to kill you again. And then we cut back to Shayla, who's like, Merrick didn't become cursed when he put the mask on. He became cursed when the Wild Zords became the Dark Wild Zords. So they're the key. And then she calls Cole on her necklace, because her bat necklace is a communicator that has a speed dial to their cell phones.
All she has to do is pinch it a little bit.
And then she's like, Cole, you have to destroy the Wild Zords. That's the source of the power. So then they call their Zords immediately, and I assume Zenaku does as well, because why wouldn't you? And we see all the Zords come down except the Bison. Bison's not there. Bison doesn't show up. And they're like, all right, let's go. And then Bison calls Danny's jellies.
This is the first time this has happened to not Cole.
Yeah. And it's also the first time that Danny is, you know,
it's the first line, like, full line of dialogue that Danny's had in 3 episodes.
I think he had some earlier. I think when they were, like, trying to tell him that he wasn't evil, Danny was like, you're good. You're not evil. You're not bad.
You're good dude, man.
You're good human man.
You bleed like me.
You bleed like us, human mans.
Yeah, so the bull? What is it?
Bison.
The bison. The
bison.
God,
Josh.
Yes, it's a bison. I know that.
The iron bison.
The bison is like, yo, Danny, I got one of my boys coming to meet you.
Hey, I can't pick you up, but I'm sending someone. The password is DuckTales. And then a little armadillo ball rolls up.
I know 100 Zords. Like, you gotta get weird. There's gotta be some weird animal choices for a Zord. I was not expecting an armadillo to just roll down a hill and be like, yo, what up, Danny? Hi. An armadillo robot.
I'm an armadillo robot, and I'm small, and you can pick me up with your hands right now.
And then it, like, uncurls, and its little head comes out.
I love armadillo. I love this dillo.
I didn't know he was little. Like, he's like the size of a large basketball, right? Like he's like a beach ball size.
It's like a flat beach ball.
Yeah, and Danny picks him up and he's like, "All right, throw me into the sky, I guess." And I was like, "What is this armadillo going to do?" Like, he's just a little guy.
Cuz the bison is the pants.
Yeah.
This armadillo isn't pants unless it's a gizmo duck situation.
No, this.
And they got a big armadillo.
This armadillo wheel is something way cooler than pants.
Way cooler than pants. And dare I say it, a little bit cooler than a gizmo duck situation. So he throws him in the sky. Because, oh, he gave him two. Armadillo gave Danny 2.
Yes.
Crystals.
Two crystals. I've lost count of how many Zords we're up to. Let's see. We got the main five. And then you've got the elephant, the giraffe, the two bears, the gorilla, the three Predazords, and now these two.
Yeah.
So we're at 15.
No, it's 5 and 7. Yes, 15. Yes, you're right. 16 if you count the soul bird, which I don't because it's just a car.
I forgot about the expansion pack. Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, all right, let's do this. So he throws Dillo up in the air. And Dillo turns into a big Dillo midair.
It's big, but it's still like kind of medium size.
It's very small for a Zord, but it's still the size of, I would say, a 15-person passenger van, but like double-decker one.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like one of those London buses.
Yeah, it's like a big, it's like a double-decker bus. And then the little Dillo lands on a rhinoceros?
Yeah, they showed the two crystals. And I was like, what were those? It showed them so quick. What was the other one?
One, I didn't even know if one was the Dillo.
I honestly could not tell you. I did not get a good look at them in Danny's hand. But a giant blue rhinoceros charges out of the forest and catches the armadillo.
On its back. It's giving a piggyback to the armadillo.
And I was like, oh, hell yeah. The rhino's here.
The episode can finally begin.
Now we can watch the show.
Armadillo comes in, Rhino comes in, armadillo in tow, storming up, headbutts it, Rhino gores Predazord to bump it back. And then it transforms into pants. Josh, let me tell you how this pants works.
Can we talk about how it transforms into pants?
It looks so weird for a second.
It's a charging rhino.
Yes.
And it turns into running legs while moving.
But the head never leaves the same place. The back transforms around it. So one foot is rhino head, the left foot, which is a bold maneuver, I think. And then the right foot
is reserved for something else.
Is rhino ass. And the middle pants part is the trunk, the belly of the rhino. So it's head and the ass. And then turns out the rhino ass is an armadillo holster. Because Dillo lands in it with a little head poking out, but still a ball like a foot.
Yep. He's the toes. He's the right toes.
And now the Megazord is in front of a soccer stadium. But they look like the little, like, it's full of Weebles because it's just colored dots bopping around. It's so weird.
And then the Megazord, which is the eagle, the lion, the tiger, and whatever, what's the other arm? The shark.
Shark.
But now it has rhino pants instead of bison pants.
Yeah, and now it's Pele. It's Mia Hamm, baby.
Super agile. It does like a bicycle kick on the Predazord.
Yeah. It's doing, like, soccer stunts with the Dillo before it lands in the rhino ass holster.
And then...
it's awesome.
And then it launches the Dillo out of its butt foot. And Pele kicks it. Well, hang on, because that happens in a minute. Because first we need Shayla to tell us the weak point.
Yeah, Shayla's like, kick the gator mouse.
Yeah, hit it in the mouth. And I'm like, oh, they're going to have to Dodongo the gator with an armadillo ball.
They got it.
That's kind of what they do. Cause
I've heard that Gator dislike Dillo.
Gator don't play that.
Gator wants them walking around, buddy.
So he shoots them, but the new rhino feet are so graceful that it just sidesteps the giant predablast. Oh, yeah. And then just Pele kicks the armadillo into the mouth of the alligator.
Yeah. It's dope. And it blows up and go!
The stadium is there again and goes wild.
The fans go wild. Maybe they're all like representations of the other crystals because it's literally just like colored dots bopping up and down. And there's an energy wave and it blows up the Predazord and the bug that's inside Zenaku's brain blows up. And then also the Kabuki style cursed mask blows up, like shatters in front of us. And then we cut to Shayla running through the forest looking for Merrick. And she runs past the shattered mask and she finds him and she's like, Merrick, and she's crying, but she's it. There's like one tear, but it's clearly fake because it's stuck.
You know, in like the claymation Santa specials, the Christmas specials.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
someone cries and there's just like the big tear that comes out and stops and then it yeah. falls off. It's kind of like that, but she's also almost literally boo-hooing.
Yeah, it's not great. But she's like right over him and like hugging his head, which like that guy probably has a concussion. You probably shouldn't jostle his neck around.
No, if he's even still alive. Because this is the weird thing for me. The other Rangers come running up.
Yep.
Cole runs over to Merrick in Shayla's hands and like slaps him in the face.
Oh, Josh, you didn't notice.
No.
Shayla's gone.
Is she?
Shayla ran away before the Power Rangers got there.
She's hiding, so.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Dad.
Unless her white dress and his white guardian outfit blended together, and I could not tell where one started, one stopped.
I wanted to ask you something else about Shayla, too, but finish what you're saying.
Unless they blend together and I completely visually misread the situation, Shayla disappears before the Rangers get there. They never saw her.
There is a quick scene of like when the Rangers start yelling for him, it like shows her look up.
Yeah, and then she runs away.
Hmm. Why would she do that?
Because she's Master Org. The real one.
What I wanted to ask is on Shayla's crown and the other flower accoutrements on her dress.
Uh-huh.
I noticed she had some blue flowers this time. Have they always been blue? Has she always had blue flowers on her accessories?
I haven't been paying super close attention, but I think yes.
I meant to go back and watch the last episode a little bit to see if I could see if they were the same.
Right.
But this episode, Cole comes running up, slaps Merrick around, and is like, hey, man, you okay? It fades to black and the episode ends.
It's so weird.
It's sudden.
Like, it's like it got preempted by breaking news, but the episode's over.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of the episode. Josh, what's the best?
I think the best is the Rhino.
I think best is, to me, Rhino.
Actually, I will say the Rhino Armadillo pair.
And I'm
starting to realize that I really like it when Zords have buddies. Great.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah, I think that this combination of these unlikely best friends, an armadillo and a rhino.
Well, they're both armored mammals.
They are both armored mammals. Did you see that video of a Taurus in a Hyundai Sonata?
No.
Messing with a rhino and getting absolutely destroyed?
Yes, I have seen that.
Oh, I love it so much.
What was your plan? What was your end game?
Their end game was, haha, hey, honey, look what I'm going to do. I'm going to honk at the rhino. Oh, right. It's a terrible horror beast. Right. It flipped the car like 40 times.
Yeah. Don't fuck with a rhino.
No, they're nasty, man.
They'll turn into legs and kick an armadillo in your mouth.
If you're lucky. But yeah, they're just this like real fun combo. That's the best. What's the worst?
I'm going to worst Shayla this time.
I'm
just kind of in general.
We didn't really talk about it. Merrick also is terrible at acting.
We did mention his terrible acting a little bit.
Did we? It real bad. I think I'm going to worst his beard.
Wait. Yeah, I'm going to worst Merrick's facial hair, actually.
His dumb little goatee. Not a fan. Yeah. Who's the MVP?
Is it the bison for giving Danny the rhino and the armadillo?
I had that same thought 1 second ago, and I don't know if it is or if the MVP is the little dillo because it was so cute rolling up. I was like, I got your presents. Hey, I'm going to go be a soccer ball. Bye.
I think it's the armadillo.
I think it's a little dillo.
Yeah. I do want to also say I am a little bit disappointed that the journey to find the Zords is kind of at an end. And they're just like rolling in, literally rolling in and being like, yo, what up? I'm here. I'm your new Zord.
I mean, we don't know if it's how, because so far, every single one has been different, except for Well, no, I guess the Gorilla Zord just kind of floated down and was like, what up? I'm yours now. To yeah. Cole. But so I'm hoping that the scavenger hunt is not over. It's just like they didn't have a better way to get these pants.
It also could be a little bit on pause for all of the Zenoku stuff.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So we are, this is episode 15?
Yes.
We are at 15 Zords. We have 85 to go.
Okay, so.
So I'm going to keep a tally. I'm going to see how much we actually get up to.
We're at episode 15 with 15 Zords.
Because the Power Rangers is not 100 Zords. The Sentai is the one that specified 100 Zords.
Yeah, it's literally like 100 Zord Gal Ranger. 100 Zord Squad Gal Ranger. Or they don't say Zords because that's a American
right.
thing. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like, are we going to get like, oh, here's 15 ants. Together, by themselves, they're little, but together they are strong. Now we got to rank it.
Yes.
Now, here's the problem with this episode, is if we were ranking it solely on the rhino pants and the dillo ball, pretty high, I think.
But that is only one third of the episode.
There is a whole rest of the episode that is interesting, but yeah. poorly executed, I think.
Yeah, there's some missteps. I'm looking, my eyes land on Soul Searching.
Same. So Soul Searching is when they were looking through the woods for the soul bird, and there was the flashback to Master Org killing the parents. Killing Cole's parents. So it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
So I think it's a fair comparison point. I don't remember what happened in Curse of the Wolf. Curse of the Wolf was the first Zenoku episode.
Yeah.
So that's the one where there's a whole episode and then at the end Zenoku shows up and that's all I remember. And they spooked Danny. I feel like this episode's a little bit better than that.
Yeah, I would say so.
Maybe?
Yeah.
So between Soul Searching and Curse of the Wolf?
Yeah.
I wish I remembered more about Curse of the Wolf, but I kind of don't. So coming in at number 8, The Ancient Warrior. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, do you remember what next episode's called?
Yeah, The Lone Wolf.
The Lone Wolf? How many wolf episodes are we going to get?
It's all wolves here on out. Welcome to Robo Knight. Proto Robo Knight.
Wolf Force. we will see you on Friday for that, because we should be back on twice a week, unless something happened and I only got this one out. But we should be back twice a week. So we'll see you on Friday for The Lone Wolf. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I direct TV in my room, Josh. I don't know what to tell you.
That was maybe an oversight on your parents' part.
Very much so. Very, very much so.